KOA News Time is 6:54. It is Colorado's morning news. Chad Bauer, Gina Gondek, also joining us, money editor Pat Woodard. Just released this morning inflation numbers for February that are sitting at 6% year over year.
Which is likely not a good sign as the Fed has tried taming rising prices through rate hikes, and those hikes at least partially to blame for the recent bank failures. On the Centura Health Hotline now is president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, thanks for joining us again this morning. How do you think the Fed is going to react to this most recent inflation report?
Well, if we didn't have the banking concerns that we've had over the last few days, I would say that it could possibly have the Fed considering more seriously a 50 basis point interest rate hike. However, given the uncertainty and a lot of the things that have been in the market over the last couple of days, although today it's looking better on the banking front, I think that all things considered, it'll probably cause the Fed to look at a quarter basis point, and there's even some talk out there that they may skip an interest rate hike this time and come back the next round. I hope they don't do that, because if they change course too much, it sends the message that the Fed is worried. That kind of uncertainty on Wall Street is never a good thing. So I would think a quarter point hike would be in order, and we'll see if that's the way it goes.
Jay, back to these bank failures. If the banks have to pay more into the FDIC insurance fund, they're going to raise fees to offset that, right? Plus, there's now a precedent to cover all bank deposits, and that gives banks ostensibly the freedom to swing for the fences as far as risk. Wouldn't that make the markets a little jittery?
It would be, but you know, it's the mentality that we've been okay so far. Other than this little speed bump, which is not a speed bump when you look at a bank collapsing within 48 hours, which is what we saw last week. So for a lot of people, the thought is there's nothing to worry about. And when you, it's kind of the way I look at the national debt and some of the other things that are happening, they seem to be given very little concern. And we have pensions that are underfunded, very little concern. You look at a lot of different aspects of things that should be giving people sleepless nights, and they don't. And it just goes to show that as long as nothing's impacting my life today immediately or something that is of a major concern, I think everything's going to be okay, and we're not really holding others accountable for doing a better job when they should be. And for a lot of people, Pat, that just kind of casually read the headlines, they see things are kind of recovering. So to them, there's nothing really there to worry about. And obviously that state of complacency is something that concerns me, because that's when some really bad things can be allowed to happen from a procedural standpoint, where things just get relaxed to the point that when something does pop up and catch us off guard, it goes from being a minor issue to a major one.
Jay, we know that the depositors in those banks are going to be made whole. Investors, though, are not. What impact on bank investment in general do you think that these failures will have?
Well, I know that when it started to kind of percolate, we were spotting it Thursday morning last week when SIVB was down 30% in pre-market, that we were seeing throughout the course of that day that bank start to kind of melt down. And then you could feel the rising swell of other banks that were in a similar position. West Coast, similar exposure, same way of doing business, those types of things that could end up having the same sort of problem. And that's why we had banks yesterday down 85% in trading. And you talk about an emotional overreaction, that was the case. But look, a lot of these investors were scared to death that the same thing was going to happen with those banks. It was going to happen with SIVB, where trading was halted, bank closed, seized, and the shares basically become worthless. So I understand the concern that was there yesterday, but you know, today it's getting better, and that's what we were hoping to see, because that's going to help stabilize the market as well. Last week was all supposed to be about the Fed, interest rates, the jobs report, blah, blah, blah. Turned out to be nothing of that as we ended the week, and fortunately, at least right now, things to be recovering quite a bit. Many of the banks that I was talking about this morning in pre-market trading are up 45%, 50%, and 40%, so a lot of them are making impressive recovery, and hopefully they'll continue to do just that.
So, Jay, real quick and wrapping up, it kind of sounds like, are you saying that this story is not over, that some of those other banks could see some of those similar red flags, as you've explained, and more failures possibly?
I think that there's got to be a closer look at how they're doing business to make sure that we can at least reduce the likelihood of anything like this happening again, because this is something that for some people they saw coming a ways out, and nothing was really done. Why? Because nothing's happened before, so everything's going to be okay. And obviously, that's not the way to approach anything as serious as finances. So I'm hoping this is a learning experience that will allow us to get better as we move forward. So it's a single bank incident. But right now, there's a list of 10, 20 banks that are out there right now that are banks that have similar ways of operating, and investors at least need to be aware, and hopefully you know, things will get stabilized where we won't have this type of situation again. It was unbelievable to see a bank go from operating, dropping as it did, and then 48 hours later being closed and seized. It kind of reminded us of the mess we went through for 3 months in 2008 with the banking crisis.
Jay Ratliff, president of DayTradeFund.com. As always, thanks for your time and expertise.
Hey, good talking to you.
It is 7 o'clock on Colorado's Morning News. The news is next as the state mourns the loss of one of its political pioneers.
We have that story coming up, but first we go to the Jetcopter, checking your Tuesday morning drive with Dave Hunter.